Okay, Dan Weingarten from MDOT is with us. And Dan, a lot of projects going across the UP now that the 4th of July is over. Seems like everywhere we look, we see a lot of orange barrels.
Yeah, we've got dozens of projects underway in the Upper Peninsula right now, some of which, as you mentioned, just got started after the 4th. As we've talked about before, we try to lift as many restrictions as we can during the 4th, and some projects that are going to be shorter duration, we can start those up after 4th of July. But right now, things are in full swing in the UP.
Let's talk about the US-2 situation in Schoolcraft County. That's a very heavily traveled corridor, as you know, with people coming up from downstate. What's going on there? How big of a project is this?
Well, it's about 9.5 miles of US-2 from east of Tannery Road to west of County Road 432, and then another segment from east of River Road, which is County Road 433, to just east of Lake Street. This is in Manistee, Gulliver area, and we're talking about asphalt milling or shaving down the surface and then resurfacing that with more asphalt. There's some curb and gutter work, drainage, and of course, painting the lines after everything is done. So we're looking at a completion date of around the middle of October for that work.
What kind of delays are we thinking there? Will there be flag control, or be temporary traffic lights? How's that going to go?
Yeah, this is going to be flag control, and they'll be blocking off lanes only when they need to, where they're milling or in the process of resurfacing. So it shouldn't be the entire stretch of roadway at once. As always, we look to try to keep these delays as short as possible, usually around 5-7 minutes, something like that, depending on how long the lane closure needs to be. So people should leave some extra time if they're traveling on US-2 in that area and be on the lookout for the flag operators and for traffic slowing down. Things should be signed and posted, but as always, remain alert when you're driving through one of these construction zones.